nice.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neato, okay.
Who did this, you coward son of a bitch?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
We are back. Bugs and Hugs every Friday right now. Starts up at 10 o'clock, goes for one full hour, by the way. So if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I have something that bugs me, I'm really bugged by this, I just don't know if I should call or text in. Yes, you should. Do it. 1-877-332-8255. This is an opportunity to talk about whatever is on your mind. Love the bugs, love the hugs. And there's lots of them to hand out. And I'm going to start with just a quick hug and a best of luck to the newest team to enter a hockey league here. Of course, the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, Warman Wolverines, start their season tonight. This is, of course, the former Notre Dame Hound team that has moved from Notre Dame to Warman. So the Warman Wolverines, they're sold out already. I know they released, I think, but an additional 100 standing room only tickets. So it is going to be packed in the arena in Warman tonight. The Wolverines kick off their season against the Humboldt Broncos 7 o'clock tonight, puck drop. So good luck to them on their first game in the SJHL. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. We're going to start with Larry. Thanks for your patience, Larry, calling in from Saskatoon. We're starting off with what is bugging you?
What's bugging me is we have two problems brought on by the Liberal Trudeau administration. During the pandemic, the lockdown of the economy and doubling the national debt and inflation, Trudeau brought in another 3 million immigrants into an economy that was shut down, basically. So we have housing prices, result of all those policies. Ordinary people can't afford houses. How many houses would you have to build before ordinary people could afford a house? Decades? How many decades? Mm. Now, healthcare, same thing. We've got a huge shortage of doctors. Part of that's with the immigration rates that have come in very high. How long does it take to train doctors until we would have enough doctors so that Medicare actually would start functioning again? Mm-hmm. Decades. However, Bobby Kennedy has been talking about chronic disease can be ameliorated, reduced, and the Surgeon General nomination is Dr. Casey Means, who with her brother have written a book about up-to-date research on the connection between metabolism and health. That has been talking about diabetes, heart disease, cancer. Mm-hmm. So that has the potential to lower the number of sick people.
Do you have faith, Larry? I'm going to ask you this question because I've got to move on to other callers. Do you have faith? You've listed a number of things you're frustrated about: debt, immigration, housing costs, health care. Do you have faith that this federal government can get us out of this?
No, it doesn't. That's where I'm looking for help wherever
elsewhere
we can see it.
Yeah, fair enough, Larry. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Someone talking about on the text line here, no name, but from Turtleford, Saskatchewan, bugged about the fact that this situation with Kimmel is no different than Don Cherry getting pulled off the air, which I know is a bug for many, many people, me included. Thank you for the text there. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open for you. Let's go to Paul in Saskatoon next. Thanks for calling into Bugs and Hugs, Paul. What have you got for me today?
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a big beef with, or a bug with, what Carney's doing to this country. He has just boycotted American beef. Now, that just doesn't, that's turkey, that's pork, that's chicken, that's everything. I don't, where do we process our beef now? Like, do we have anybody who processes cows anymore? Like, I know we used to have Mitchell's out here, but that's gone. Like, unbelievable. They say, and prices were expensive to begin with. Now they say they're going to shoot through the roof, and we won't be able to eat meat. And the whole premise is they want us to get into bugs and vegetables. Vegetable meat.
Yeah, you don't have faith that Canada can sustain us from the beef and the meat industry?
Well, where do we process it?
Who's
processing the meat? We're not doing it here in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, you're right. Although there are, there is processors in Canada. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, I think it just speaks the greater issue, Paul. I appreciate your call. The greater issue is, you know, how interconnected we are with the United States in so many ways. The value add to many of our products from Canada comes from the States. This goes far beyond beef. How many of our products get a value add in the States? Look at potash. Probably one of our biggest commodities here in Saskatchewan that in many ways goes to the States for the value add and then comes back up here. So maybe this is a bigger conversation and point to be made outside of that. 1-877-332-8255. The phone lines are open for you. Let's go to Jane in Saskatoon. Hi, Jane. Thanks for calling in today. What have you got for me on Bugs and Hugs?
I have bugs. I have bugs for these people. Places that are handing out food in Riversdale, and they don't make them eat inside. Instead, we're finding jugs of Icote, cheese, Armstrong cheese sticks, not even a bite taken out. If they were to eat inside, they wouldn't be wasting that food. What a shame.
So what? Where is the food? Like, where's it ending up? Are you saying they're throwing
it
out?
It's ending up on the sidewalks in the business district of Riversdale.
Mm.
Daily. This is a daily problem.
Mm.
The other day, it was a beautiful sesame seed bun with a piece of ham and an egg. Not a bite taken out, but just chucked on the sidewalk.
That's obviously not good, Jane. Thank you so much for sharing it. That's what Bugs and Hugs is all about. An opportunity for us to get an understanding of what is bugging people in our province. The other side is there's a lot of people that want to send out hugs. And I want to go to someone who's got a hug for someone today. Michael in Saskatoon, thanks for calling in. Where's your hug directed, my friend?
My hug is going out to the Edmonton Oilers, the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Calgary Flames for refusing to sign the three players that were in the Hockey Canada scandal.
Ah, yeah, you know, it's interesting, Michael, isn't it? Because it was one thing when the NHL said, okay, the players are eligible, and we talked about this on this program. The telltale is, will there be teams out there that want to sign them? So you're saying hug on those teams that have already put their hand up to say we're not interested.
Absolutely, and it's great, and I hope the other 29 teams follow suit.
Thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. The text line has been busy today as well. Many people weighing in still on Jimmy Kimmel. We started a tidal wave there. How about tailgating? I've thrown this out three times this morning. I am hugging the notion, even the mere possibility, that we could embrace tailgating in this province. And I know it's been said. I've heard other people talk about this as well. We're not just talking about a lineup of food trucks. If you've experienced tailgating, you know the fun that this can be. My son and I, this is a few years ago now, it was kind of his graduation gift. Graduated from high school, I said, let's go to a football game in the States. I let him pick. We ended up going to a game in Pittsburgh. So we were going to an NFL game. The Steelers were playing Baltimore. But 2 days before that, we went, or maybe it was the day before, we went to a Penn State game, a college game. And I could tell you about the tailgating in Pittsburgh because it was fun. It was lots of fun. But I think it paled in comparison to the tailgating we experienced during that Penn State college game. Oh my gosh. It was the most fun sporting experience. And it was we went about 3 hours before the game. And in hindsight, I probably would have gone even a bit earlier because their vehicles are backed in, and I'll use just a pickup truck as an example, literally tailgate down, blankets on the ground, lawn chairs out, little barbecue going, Smokies, buns. And when we walked by, I can't even remember what we were wearing on our clothing, but there was something, I think one of us had some sort of an indication that we were Canadian. And I can't even tell you how stuffed I was before the game started because people kept saying, hey, do you want a bratwurst? Do you want some chili? Do you want? I mean, it is a fun, exciting environment. And you saw lots of opposition jerseys there. The other team, of course, is represented, but it's good-natured kind of jesting back and forth. They've got little games going on. They had everything from beer pong to cornhole to you name it. You name it. Man, it was a fun experience. And I said that day, we need something like this in Canada because we don't have it. So the fact that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have asked both the province and the city of Regina to find a way to come together to make tailgating a possibility, true tailgating, I think this is outstanding. I absolutely love it. I've been listening to the Green Zone, of course. They've been talking about this a fair bit. They had CFL insider Dave Naylor on yesterday from the Green Zone, and they wanted to get his view on tailgating in Saskatchewan.
I mean, the Argos actually have a pretty decent tailgate that started organically, and it's been what I've been sort of led to believe is they're allowed to do it. They're not allowed to advertise it and promote it. You know what I mean? But if it just happens organically. And I think there's got to be a big difference between what I would call staged tailgating, like what they tried to do for the Bills in Toronto series, what the Argos tried to do at BMO their first couple of years, where you're buying, you're selling beer in the parking lot, and you've got a licensed area, and yeah, it's that thing, as opposed to showing up with a case of beer on your bumper, which is true tailgate. I think that's huge for Saskatchewan. I think, honestly, it's one of the things as growing up in my teens and 20s, that I looked at and really defined the difference between going to an NFL game and going to a CFL game. We didn't tailgate. I think it's great to see the CFL catching up on this.
That was Dave Naylor, CFL insider on the Green Zone yesterday. I'm saying a hug for the notion, for the possibility of tailgating. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. People will come. People that don't even have tickets to the Rider game will want to come and participate in the tailgating. Now, I know, I can already hear people, and I know even from my previous job, there's probably some things that need to be looked at that could potentially be challenges. Fair enough. But let's not let the possible be inhibited by a couple of what-ifs. This happens successfully in many cities, much larger than in our province. We can make this work. I'm all in on the tailgating notion. What about you? Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock this morning here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Bugs and Hugs continues and will do so until 11 o'clock this morning, which means lots of time for you to join the conversation. 1-877-332-8255. That's our number. You can text it. You can call it here for Bugs and Hugs. We're talking about tailgating. Tailgaters and supporters coming out of the woodwork now. Sue from Saskatoon. Tailgating in the Palm Springs area during polo games. Oh my God, so fun, says Sue. It's a different type of tailgating, but nonetheless, no doubt sounds fun. Donna Gale did the same thing with our son when he graduated university. We went to Green Bay and attended several tailgating parties. Best experience ever. Darby and Silton saying what a lot of people say. Tailgating sounds great as long as there's adequate security in the area to protect everyone's vehicles and everyone's belongings while the game is going on as well. Because the tailgating, it almost runs. I mean, it runs alongside the game, and there will be many people who tailgate and then go to the game, but a lot of people just come for the tailgating party. Fair point, Darby. Thanks so much for the message. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a bug. Phil from Wilkie. Kimmel was a Democrat hack. He had Trump derangement syndrome. He got canned because affiliated stations said they would drop CBS, it wasn't CBS, I think it was ABC, but if they didn't can him, it had nothing to do with Trump. Bugs and Hugs here for you, 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people on the phone line. Let's go to Tom, has been waiting the longest from Choiceland. How are you, Tom?
How's it going today, Evan?
Going all right, my friend. What have you got, Bug? What's bugging you today?
Well, it's kind of a bug and a hug. I don't really know how to put it. I think that, is it Mr. Carney in Mexico right now?
I think he might be. He was. I know they were signing a deal yesterday. He could be on his way back now, for all I know.
Yeah, but that's what we have to do. We have to just sign a deal with Mexico and leave Mr. Trump out of the deal.
Really?
That's right.
You want to get rid of the Kuzma deal and just have Canada and Mexico?
That you betcha, and then get rid of these tariffs.
Okay, well, we at the end of the day, any time that we can obviously sign a deal with another country, that's important. We know that's important. And so the fact that we're signing and signifying a strong agreement with Mexico is a positive thing. And they just signed a pact. This was just announced yesterday to deepen economic and security ties ahead of what's expected to be a challenging round of negotiations with the United States on this trilateral trade deal. But I don't think, Tom, I don't think we're going to be able to get away from a deal that includes the United States. We need a North American deal. Look at the auto industry. Look at so many different industries where all three countries are involved in some way, shape, or form, sometimes on the same industry. And so a deal that works for all the countries is going to be important. So, Tom, thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Have I got time for one more call before the break? Sure. Let's go to Harold in Regina. What do you got for me today, Harold?
Well, I'm pushing 90 here, and I'm just appalled that we as Canadians have not really gone after our federal government the way we should have. When you think of all the corruption, and you realize now that Carney's got a bill to take away the charitable status, we should be jumping up and down on his desk. And I think there's a lot of criticism towards Trump. But where's the criticism towards Carney and the Liberals? They have been so corrupt, and yet we go and vote them in.
Have we turned a corner, Harold? Like, I know there was lots of frustration with Trudeau. I don't know if I've ever asked you this question, but have we turned a corner with Carney, or do you think not?
Not, because I work with newcomers, and I have talked to people from 159 countries of the world, and some have just come from Algeria, they've come from Eritrea and Ethiopia, and some of their places, like all South America and the Caribbean, it's not that bad. And yet I've talked to people just recently that are here 2 weeks from India, 2 months from Eritrea, a couple that just came from Algeria.
And what are they saying, Harold?
Going back. So they haven't done anything as far as I'm concerned about immigration.
Okay, Harold. Fair enough. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for your passion. And thanks for listening. Bugs and Hugs continues here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Flip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255. That is the number that you can either text in your bug or hug, or give us a call. Phone lines are, they are open, but they're jammed. We've got a lot of people calling in today, which is always great to see. I'm going to start with a fella who's actually been on this program before. Casey Ward, a police officer with the Regina Police Service, president of the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers, and called in during Bugs and Hugs. How's it going today, Casey?
And doing real well.
That's good. It's great to have you here. So you guys, I actually saw this story the other day. You guys have started up something called the Blue Spirit of Saskatchewan Award. What is this?
Yeah, basically, as you know from your days as chief, our officers day in and day out do amazing jobs in their community while they're at work. But just about every one of our members throughout Saskatchewan also do a lot of stuff outside of work. So we want to have an award that basically honored the work that they do outside. And it's a community award, so someone from within the community can nominate that person or one of their peers.
It's as you're talking about that and talking about what different people do that are police officers or work for police organizations, but also have these commitments to the community, the number of coaches, the number of volunteers, board members, it's quite impressive. I think back to, again, like you said, my time, it was everything from Regina Symphony to coaching baseball and everything in between. So you're right. There's lots. Have you given this award out yet, Casey, or is this brand new?
Yeah, we actually gave our first award out to Constable Eric Jalinski. He actually, I believe, was on his show, but amazing officer from Saskatoon is also a paramedic. He saw an issue. He works a lot up in the Stanley Mission, a Northern Cree community, and they were basically transporting patients to the hospital in vehicles. So he was able to find a ambulance, bought it for a dollar, raised money to outfit the ambulance, and was able to provide that ambulance to that community. So just some amazing work just outside his everyday job as a tactical flight officer.
Right. You're right. We did have Eric Jalinski on this show. It was a little while ago, but it was he literally went around and met with organizations, was able to put together not only this ambulance, but I think he completely outfitted it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things with this award, so we were able to present him with an actual award, but we also gave a $1,000 donation to the Stanley Mission to help further gain equipment. So with this award, whatever the community association that person is involved in, the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers will also give a $1,000 donation to whatever that association is.
Yeah, this is super cool. So it's called the Blue Spirit of Saskatchewan Award. It's basically sponsored by the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers. Eric Jalinski, your first recipient, but you're saying anyone in the public can nominate someone if they want to express an appreciation, especially extend a hug during this hour for the work that they do. Where can they go to do the nomination?
Yeah, actually, if you go to our website, saskpolice.com, under awards, there's all the information about the award. You can actually do an online nomination right there. And for someone that's within your community, and fill out the application, and then our board will take a look at it and pick the next rightful winner.
I like it. This is a great, great example of community service. So congratulations to Constable Eric Jalinski, the first recipient. Casey, thanks for this. Before I let you go, I've been on a bit of a tear here talking about how pumped up I am that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are potentially going to look at tailgating here. I know you're a big Ohio State fan. Have you tailgated there?
Yes. Yes. I've tailgated a few different places. It's phenomenal. You know, I think the thing with tailgating is, the people that are going to do that are there to have fun. You might need some more police presence, but I really think it brings the community together. There's also, with our university team, the Regina Rams, that are looking at doing it too. But I think if done properly, it's a great thing to enhance the game day experience.
It's interesting. I was just curious from a policing standpoint, your thoughts, because if you've, in your private life enjoyed it, but as a police officer, you've probably been on the other side trying to make sure it is very doable, is it not?
Yeah, like anything, doesn't matter if it's any liquor establishment, every once in a while someone has a little too much to drink it and you have to deal with it. But, we've always found that most of these events, you look at Grey Cup and all these amazing events we've had in our community, is that people do go out, they enjoy themselves, they're respectful to other people in our community. So I don't think you're going to see that big of an issue of the people that are going to the Rider games.
Well, thanks for letting me slip that question in while I had you on here. Casey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Evan. Have a great day.
Appreciate the work the team at the Sask Fed does, Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers, and again, their award, the Blue Spirit of Saskatchewan Award, recognizing differences that people that work for police services make in their community, and you can be involved in the nomination process. As he mentioned, saskpolice.com is where you can do that. Okay, let's go on the phone line. Stay on the phone line. We'll go to Paul in Saskatoon, who's my next caller. Paul, thanks for calling in. You've got a bug for me today. What is it, my friend?
The people saying Jimmy Kimmel's a Democratic hack. I'm not sure if those people saying that realize that the media ownership rules in the first Trump administration were changed so that companies like Sinclair Broadcasting, which is a right-wing-owned media conglomerate that owns multiple stations in major markets, are dictating or own across the spectrum, are also doing Trump's bidding. It's not just individual stations. It's the corporate ownership. And they were given new rules under the FCC that allowed them to greatly expand their market control in major metropolitan areas, and they're abusing the powers that were given to them by the FCC under Trump in his first administration.
So you dig into a topic that is important in all of this, and that is really the business of media. We're talking specifically here about TV, but that's at the crux of this, isn't it, Paul? Because Nexstar is wanting to expand. They need FCC approval for that, and that's the reason they don't want to infuriate the president. Am I right?
Well, right to a point, but like I'm saying, Sinclair Broadcasting is not looking to expand, but also Larry Ellison, who just displaced Elon Musk as the world's richest man, one of the founders of Oracle, he financed his son's takeover of CBS Paramount. So he's a Trump backer,
right?
And he has agreed, his son's company, his son's company agreed to Trump's request for an ombudsman to ensure impartiality. I don't understand how there's so much governmental control over corporations when the Supreme Court Citizens United ruling granted corporate personhood.
It's a bit of a tangled mess. There's no doubt about that. And so many people are weighing in on this on the text line. It really has not died down, even here through Bugs and Hugs. Paul, I appreciate you calling in. 1-877-332-8255. I just was going to go back to the text line for a second because here's a text. So Ray from Saskatoon says, Evan, I'm bugged by the Late Show host claiming an attack on free speech. Charlie Kirk was known for using facts to debate woke college kids at a respectful manner to those with opposing views. He was shot for this. The backlash people have on the right is over the use of violence instead of debate. People watch talk shows for laughs, not for insensitive political statements. That's why Kimmel was suspended. If we're speaking against the establishment, South Park would still not be on TV. Another text here saying, just a reminder that many past presidents were the butt of jokes for late night shows. Look at Nixon and Watergate, Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, Joe Biden and his son, and his constant tripping. some memories you're bringing back to us there. I don't recall any late night host being fired over their jokes about the president. Okay. Thanks so much for weighing in. That was, by the way, I think Lori from Regina with the text there. 1-877-332-8255. There's lots we can talk about. Bugs and Hugs really is the full spectrum. Whatever's on your mind, let's go to Karen in Saskatoon. Karen, what have you got for me today?
Well, I have a bug, and my bug is that there are pharmacies in grocery stores, and usually at the back of the store. So these people that are sick and coming in to pick up their subscriptions are walking past the grapes and who knows, touching them possibly. And it used to be that pharmacies and grocery stores were freestanding, and there still are some that are not connected, but I don't know that there were ever pharmacies in any grocery stores, even in little tiny towns.
Mm.
So that's my bug, is that, we're cautioned to stay safe, but then when we do things like this, which obviously goes against that little mantra.
Yeah. You know what? I've actually not really given that much thought, if I'm being honest, but I've got, I'm thinking of a couple of the stores that I like to frequent, and they both of them have pharmacies, but both of them are kind of tucked over to the side. So you can enter the store, go to the pharmacy without wandering through the entire store. But you know what? I've never really thought of it from that standpoint. So thanks for the call. Thanks for the thought, Karen. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take another break and we will come back to finish up our Friday Bugs and Hugs segment here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper!
That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay?
Oh, that is you! Now we're gonna
your paycheck.
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Lots of people on the text line still on the Jimmy Kimmel conversation, whether it's a bug or a hug, and the conversation continues. Andrew from Saskatoon chiming in saying Jimmy Kimmel's ratings speak to the fact that the younger generation, 30, 40-year-old millennials, don't spend as much time watching late-night TV as their parents did. And Frank and I were just talking about this during the break, is there's a change in behavior. I haven't watched late-night TV consistently for years. Used to love Letterman, used to love Johnny Carson before that. But now, most of it is, you see, whether it's a clip on TikTok or something on, like Frank was saying, YouTube. I mean, that's how a lot of people consume. They don't watch the whole show. They catch a piece of it, whether it's the next day or something that's on social media. So Andrew from Saskatoon with a good point about how the way we consume these TV shows has changed a lot. So here's a bug. Brent in Saskatoon, Scott Moe, always puts Canada first instead of Saskatchewan. He was elected to represent Saskatchewan people, not Ottawa. I'm going to push back a little bit because don't forget, I can put together a list of times where Premier Moe put Saskatchewan first when it came to, for example, the carbon tax. I mean, how, like that's a big move right there, saying no, Ottawa, we're not going to pay your carbon tax, which, by the way, that's not over yet. We've still got a bit of probably a court battle in front of us. I don't know where we haven't heard the latest update on where that's at. But at the end of the day, there's a time when you need to put your arm around, be arm in arm with the country. And then there's times where it becomes a bit more of a, let's focus on ourselves here in our industry. So it's a tight one. We had the conversation with Premier Scott Moe this morning, right off the start of the show. If you missed that, we're going to replay a segment of that coming up after 12 o'clock. But, you know, one of the things that we talked about with the Premier was recent trip to China, an attempt to try and reverse these devastating agricultural tariffs that have been placed on our products by the Chinese government, thanks to the Chinese EV tariffs that the federal government put in place. So it's really about diplomatic relationships, whether it's with China, whether it's with Canada and the U.S., or Saskatchewan and Canada, all of those relationships. Many farmers would say not happening quick enough. Greg in Regina, what bugs me is how the West has to say no in this country, but ends up propping up Quebec and Eastern Canada with huge equalization payments while we're running a big deficit here in Saskatchewan. Greg goes on to say, it feels like we're living in a twilight zone in this country over the last 10 years. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Okay, we've got a few people that have been hanging on here. I'm trying to get to as many as I can. Let's go to Les in Corning. Les, your bug.
Yes, I am, Evan.
What is it?
Well, Francois Blanchet got up in the House of Commons yesterday, and he had been down in the U.S., and the U.S. is asking, where's Mark Carney? How come hasn't he been even in contact with Donald Trump? So when Carney tells Canadians that he's been on the phone or texting Trump...
I was going to say, he said he has a texting relationship with him.
That's a lie. And he's gaslighting Canadians because Mark Carney's up in the polls right now. He's hoping to stay there. And in March, the NDP come back with a leader, maybe. But after that, before the NDP can take many people away from Mark Carney on the votes, he's going to call a snap election, probably for next fall. And he's only after power, Evan. He doesn't care about Canadians. He's going to bankrupt Canada just for political oversight that the Liberals rule.
You know, you've given me a lot to think about there, Les. I will tell you that. So on that note, I'm interested, and I will remind you that next week, later in the week, in fact, it's Thursday of next week, We've got John Gormley and Doug Richardson on the program. You'll remember those two were part of the political panel that we put together when the federal election campaign was on. The federal election was happening. We brought them in. Doug very closely tied to the Liberals. John Gormley fairly closely aligned with the Conservatives. So here we are a few months down the road. A lot has happened. A lot of water has gone under the bridge. Some people, like my friend Les, would want you to think that not enough is being done. And I'm not suggesting less is wrong. What I am suggesting is there are points of view on whether or not we're stepping in the right direction. You heard from our premier this morning saying that we're starting to see the rubber hit the road. That was how he phrased it this morning. Indicative of some positive steps by the federal government. Are we turning the corner? We'll see what John Gormley and Doug Richardson think about that next week when they join our program. Thanks so much for the conversation this morning on Bugs and Hugs. We take a break. We come back with Belton Johnson. It's Eaton Time next here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJM.